My name is Brian McTeer. I'm a musician, recording studio owner, and I run a music nonprofit called Weather Vane Music. So it's cool. It's totally awesome. I have cystic fibrosis. It's a genetic disease. It primarily affects it affects all systems of the body, but I think the most problematic places, at least to start, you know, are the respiratory system and the digestive system. People with CF are constantly battling lung infection. For many people, it is the battle they lose, you know. Every morning and every night, I do about a 45-minute to an hour-long regimen of inhaled medications. They're like a mixture of mucolytics to bring mucus up and out of my lungs and antibiotics. So that's twice a day. On top of that, I take digestive enzymes with my meals. Oh, my newest gig is that I'm pre-diabetic with a type of diabetes that comes along with cystic fibrosis. So I've also started taking insulin before I eat. This is one of my pill bottles. This is for my digestive enzymes. I sort of decided I wanted to make different shakers, different percussion instruments out of my pill bottles. And I have I take a huge list of medications. I mean, it's insane. There's probably 20 or 30 different things I take. So I kind of aspire to, you know, making a whole set of shakers that no other studio in the world has, because they're basically based off of my medications. Sounds great, you know? I think I put lentils in it. Maybe it was rice. Oh yeah, no, it's quinoa and a little bit of lentils. When I was a little kid, nobody believes me when I say this, even to this day, but when I was a little kid, cystic fibrosis did not have a negative connotation. First of all, I was very healthy, despite the fact that I had cystic fibrosis. I got a day off from school every 2 months to go down to Children's Hospital. It'd be high fives all around. They'd be saying, "You're doing so great." I was just getting praised, you know? It wasn't really till I was probably 30-something that I really started to kind of like be a little bit angry at the idea of having this condition. Sorry it's over. I got really sick when I was 36. My lungs just felt like they were shutting down, you know? And for the first time in my life, I was really thinking of like the limitations on my life. When I was diagnosed at 2.5, the life expectancy was about 4 to 6. When I turned 6, the life expectancy was about 8. When I turned 8, it was about 12. When I was 12, about 20. When I turned 37, it was 37. And then I turned 38, and I was like, oh, wow, I'm kind of, you know, past due, right? And then they just upped it to 40, you know? So I've been what they call chasing life expectancy my whole life, you know? But what that means is, like, the treatment of cystic fibrosis is like a runaway success. Like, in a little bit of a weird way, all my life I've been sort of like minorly famous for having cystic fibrosis, you know? So all through grade school, I went to 2 different grade schools. On a cycle of about every 2 years, these rumors would spread that Brian McTeer is really sick and he's gonna die. I'm 41. I just was curious about organ transplants. But my doctor, he said, talk to me in 15, maybe 20 years. And I said, 15 or 20 years, that's a long time. I might not be here in 15 or 20 years. And he looked at me and he said, oh, you'll definitely be here in 15 or 20 years. And you have no idea what kind of a weight off of my shoulders that was. I'll never forget driving home from that appointment. And for the first time in my life, imagining myself being 55 or 60 years old.